Good morning, Aster.
Good morning, Andres. Good to be here with you.
We are in the conference room in Town Hall, and we will have a big event coming on the coming days.
You know, each year, second weekend of February, the Shobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, in Orwell, sets up an event of 3 days in which we try to focus our attention and gather our energies on whatever is of the greatest concern and interest to us at that time. And this focusing is done through many forms. Its expression is through word, through sharing, through forms of art like theater and music, so that the whole being is involved in this experience.
So the first day of this experience will be Friday.
This time the theme is very interesting, I think more than usual. It is matter precipitates. It is in a hurry to transform itself. The brochure is a text of 5 pages, and it's significant to recall that this entire text was written in March 2011. That means almost a year back, and not a word has been changed since. So there seems to be a universal action taking place, and we are just part of it, and it is getting channelized through us.
So we will broadcast live a Friday, Saturday and Sunday event. Can you give just some glimpse about who will sit with us here in the town hall? Which person going to make presentation of the event? We have different speakers and from different backgrounds.
You know, the key question at the moment in the world is one. What is this tremendous change taking place? Why this upheaval? What have we to do about it? And there's a feeling that we must have people from different areas of research and experience to come together and share, because no one area of experience takes you far enough. So we have, for the first time in Orwell, 2 very eminent medical scientists who have never been here before, but they are keen to see what Orwell is about, and they are keen to share with people who are following another track. One is the head of a major laboratory in Florida in the US, Dr. C.V. Rao, who is in microbiology, genetics, and allied themes, and is one of the world's leading experts in his field. The other is Dr. Ashok Mukhopadhyay from New Delhi. He is in charge of the Stem Cell Research Laboratory, a national institute in New Delhi. And he's interested to hear others. And he's, in fact, the last 2 weeks, he has been reading about the mother's work on the cells. So it will be interesting what he has to share. Then, in addition, we have Dr. Premanand Kumar, who is a literary figure and a great feminine insight into events and life, is going to share with us the present moments. We have Rekha Tandon, a dancer who wants to see how the body lends itself to different movements of evolution. We have a European philosopher who has written a lot of original works and who has been studying Sri Aurobindo for 40 years, Chris McCann. Then we have the head of the Department of Reproductive Biology from the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Anand Kumar, who has been here before and who wants to speak on genes and life, and who has now become a friend of Orwell and has studied Shobindo for a long time. But these are our guests, if you want to put it like that. But for the rest, with what we have gone through in Orwell, with the cyclone Thane, our interest and concern and total attention is on what does this tremendous experience mean for us? What are the new steps to be taken? How do we move from here? What are the lessons to be learned? So all of us are people from Orwell who are speaking around this present experience from different angles of and of work in which they are involved. And our last round is an Aurovill round, in which we have Aurovillians of all kinds. It's open to all Aurovillians. What we have been sharing with each other as individuals this last month, let us share collectively. How do we take the next steps? And we have thus created a collective space in which you can put in our ideas. Like Pierre Legrand has a lot to say, Thuan has a lot to say, Joss is making a presentation, Deepthi is speaking, Manoj, Jean-Yves, Uma, their whole lot. Then the evenings, we have 4 evenings from the 9th to the 12th, where in the Bharat Nivas Shobindu Auditorium, we're going to have expressions of the same theme in different forms. On the 9th, we have a 2-hour video, which is a premiere of this video, on the teaching of the mother and her life through flowers, beautifully done with great sensitivity and devotion by Loretta. On the 10th, we have the reading of Anu Mazumdar's latest book called The God Enchanter. About a dozen Aurovillians will be reading passages about it, which is all about the present situation in the world and how the power of true love, a love which goes beyond small limitations and small boundaries, is a healing factor. And there'll be a discussion on the book afterwards. On the 10th evening, we have a very interesting contemporary dance program which has been put up by Varosan, by a visiting team from Denmark. It's called Passage. And it speaks of young people going through moments of impossibility, followed by moments of grace, till they arrive at a step where they know they're just moving into the unknown. They don't know the unknown, but it's there. And that's, I think, where we are now. And on the 12th, the final evening, Nadaka and Gopika have created a special concert of music with some musicians they've invited and the little boy Keshava on tabla. They've called the evening Sangat, which means coming together, forming a community, a conscious community dedicated to the next lap of our adventure far away. Before I close, Andreas, I would like to read a few lines of the mother which are on the first page of the brochure. Somehow this is what's significant of this moment and this year, 2012, and the month of February, which is the mother's anniversary on the 21st, and a special anniversary of the supramental descent on the 29th. These are words of the mothers that seem to be somehow our moment of now. There are immense periods during which things are prepared. The past wears out and the future is prepared. And those are immense periods, neutral, drab, during which things keep repeating themselves over and over and look as if they will always remain the same. Then, all of a sudden, between two such periods, the change takes place. Like the moment when man appeared on earth. Now it's something else, another being, the mother. These are her words. And because human consciousness is slow to move, matter precipitates the need of human action to move in consciousness.
Let's precipitate together.
Let's precipitate together. You are right. Absolutely. But matter seems to be in more of a hurry than human beings. There's a lesson to be learned from that.
Thank you, Astrid Patel.